I'm Davey.
I'm Misty.
DDM Plus.
Unscripted.
Unedited.
Unapologetic.
Let's get it.
All right, ready? Here we go. What's going on, everybody? I am Davey.
I'm Misty.
And welcome to another episode of DM Watts Podcast. I tell you, this is only our second episode back, and we are still stoked like little kids.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, y'all don't know. I was
you
over
don't
here.
Know. We've been down here for two
hours.
Yeah,
what? It ain't been 2 hours.
The lights
it's
are gonna shut off.
Whatever. It ain't been 2 hours.
Drained, and I'm sure the cameras are like,
whatever.
Hey.
Whatever. Look, the thing is this OBS thing is great, but you know we're still trying to work out different things. What we got to do? What
sure.
can we do with OBS?
Sure.
The possibilities that there just
the possibilities are
endless with OBS. Man, you can do so much with it. And before I go any further, though, let me go ahead and click.
We are not sponsored by OBS.
We're not sponsored by OBS. We're sponsored by what y'all see up there right now.
Us.
We are our own sponsors, and that's that, man. But hey. Look, welcome to another episode of DM Watts Podcast, where you guys know it's unscripted, unedited, and definitely unapologetic. So, kicking things off, we had a crazy day yesterday.
We had it. I guess still, I'm not recovered.
We had a crazy day. There is a new store up here in Wichita, Kansas, called Shields.
Yeah, and to the rest of America, apparently, they're like, yeah.
Yeah, and.
To all you Minnesotans up there.
Yeah. We.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. If for those that don't know what Shields is, Shields is like a Cabela on steroids.
That doesn't even do it justice.
You know what? I have to agree. Oh, my goodness.
It's a mall inside of a mall.
It is,
man.
It was
220,000 square feet of,
yes.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
They have that.
Yeah.
And where did this come from? And I didn't know you guys were going to carry that. And.
Yeah.
How can I buy this?
Well, I guess I say Cabela's because that's my only comparison I have.
Okay, so
I know
Bass Pro Shops. And, like,
okay.
I've been to the flagship Bass Pro,
okay.
Which is an amazing – I love Bass Pro.
Okay.
But this is, like, if you took all the coolest stores at the mall, including, like, the kitchen stores,
yeah.
Including your home goods store, including your boutiques,
mm-hmm.
your shoe stores – your NFL shop.
Yeah.
And then added more stuff, more fun stuff, and then add games, add a toy store, add a Lego store, and then a golf pro shop, archery, add your guns. What am I missing? Oh, the bike shop, obviously, where our son works.
You said camping, right?
Camping.
Yeah, so.
The fishing takes up, like, half of the top.
Yeah. They have a huge aquarium there, right? So it's like a walk.
Oh, a beautiful aquarium.
Yeah.
Fuzzy Wigs.
I don't know if you know. Yeah, I don't know if you know what Fuzzy Wigs is.
An ice cream shop.
I didn't know what Fuzzy Wigs was at all, but I just know they carry Dippin' Dots. That's all I need to know.
And they have Gina's Cafe.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they have a beef jerky counter.
First of all, let's talk about the beef jerky counter.
I can't.
Now, I get we are all over the place, but there are so many different things that.
That's how big. It's like,
it's
like
huge.
Describe your mall. Wherever you are right now, describe your mall.
Yeah.
And that's a Shields.
Right. If you
except it's one store.
If you know what Cabela's is or if you know what a Bass Pro Shop is, like, you can fit Cabela's, Bass Pro, and any other outdoor shop.
Amazing.
You can fit this inside Shields. And
that's
Shields
amazing.
Will be like, they'd smile at you and be like, that's all you get?
Yeah. It had everything.
It's a shoe store, or a clothing store.
Well,
they had paintings. They had.
It doesn't matter like what sports you're into. You're going to find a new one.
No.
You're going to find something else
find
there. And I mean, from, you know, kayaks and.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't. Like, they had all the bikes I'd never seen. Skateboards.
Yeah. And to put it in more perspective, we saw the news this morning on it. Because we went yesterday because our son works there. We went yesterday.
Thank God we went yesterday.
Oh, man. Thank goodness we went yesterday.
Although, I'm itching to go and just say hi to him and just see.
Yeah. Because, what was it, 5,000 people in line?
There was 5,000 people in line. Apparently, this line to get in stretched a half a mile. The Lombardi Trophy was there, which I'm really sad I didn't get to see. They had a block party starting at like 7 a.m.
Wow. Yeah. And they didn't open till what, 9?
They didn't open till 9.
Yeah.
And at 11, the crowd was still like going strong.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see. And our brother was up there, and he was like, "No, you there's know, way too many
way
people
too many
in there
people.
For me.
Way too many people." So if you have anxiety with crowds, PTSD, or any one of those, you know, definitely a time to bring
and
your.
It's amazing. So give it a week.
Bring your service dog or. Yeah,
and apparently it
whoever.
Says, like, if you go to their website and stuff, they talk about how dog-friendly they are.
Yes.
Like, they're really
into that. So we are going today, and we're going to bring our service dog up there.
Yeah, we
and,
are.
And yeah, because be in preparation for the crowds. So, hey, but no, seriously, when I say, so the beef jerky, they had, okay, obviously there's the honey jalapeno. That's the one.
Is that what it was?
That's what it was called. It was honey jalapeno. And I was like,
jalapeno.
I said
honey steak.
First of all, I've never heard of those two flavors going together, honey and jalapeno.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I mean? So I look, when I say I am giddy to go back in this store, like, it's like literally.
Here's the thing. Like, yeah, we could go and we got to tour and it was amazing. Yes. And they fed us and all that. It was great. But.
Yeah.
We couldn't buy anything.
Couldn't buy anything because they didn't open up to the day.
Because they weren't
open. They don't open up to the day.
So and there's honey jalapeno, teriyaki beef, hot and spicy beef, peppered turkey, original beef, peppered beef, garlic beef, lemon pepper beef. That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Korean barbecue.
I'm going to be grabbing. I'm probably going to be grabbing
and
that.
And Cajun.
Or I may have to ask them for, you know, a little bit of a sample.
Yeah, half
of
pound.
Each one before. I'm going to see if I can sample it.
Mix and match, half pound. Okay.
Yep.
Guess what I'm getting for dinner.
As I'm saying, I'm gonna see if I can Sam's Club it for a little bit. You know, they brand new. Yeah, I mean, I feel like y'all know what I mean when I say Sam's Club it. You know, when you go up there, like, ooh, free samples.
Oh.
I will try this. You know what I'm saying? And
yes,
you go back
please.
And it's like, cause see, I don't do the where I try to put on a wig or something like that. I'm like, hey, I'll try
no,
another.
You don't.
I try one or two or three. And then
you just
go
kept
get my
going
wife.
By the chick.
Yeah, I mean, I
and going, oh, what do you have here? As if she didn't just see you 2 minutes ago.
Well, it kept
and
her
then
laughing.
He would like go around the corner and go, well, this looks delightful. He would just like kind of change his speech and his voice.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I there's nothing. I don't have a fake mustache.
And then like 5 minutes
like
later,
that.
He'd go back and he'd go, well, I didn't know you were over here. What is this? And finally, I just took the cart and walked away.
Yeah,
I was like, all right.
I mean,
all right.
However. The lady was still going with it. She was like, yeah.
She would still do like, a spiel.
Yeah, she would do a whole spiel every time I came through. She was like, yes, sir, we have these. I think there were sausages or something
and
I was
at
eating.
That point, it didn't even embarrass me anymore.
Yeah, I was like,
I
whatever.
I was just tired
she
of
was going
standing
with
there.
It, too. So she was going
I was like, I'm here to shop. I'm not here to entertain the people that give out samples.
Well, I will tell y'all what, though. If the zombie apocalypse ever comes to Wichita,
yeah, we've already decided.
All we gonna do is hold up in Shields.
Your
the last
number one
stand
goal,
of humanity.
If you are within 2 hours of Wichita, Kansas, and a zombie apocalypse happens, the plan is we go and protect
Shields
at all costs.
Is you
that,
protect Shields.
Because there's enough room for all of us people.
And there's enough
and
guns and ammo
that's,
for cities.
There's going to be, you know, beef jerky to go around. I mean, they got everything you need.
That's
they
all
had
I'm
casing.
Saying. Yeah,
I mean,
I
can make my own sausage.
Clearly, we're going to be all right if we all hold up.
If you
Shields.
Know anything about me, I'm Portuguese, and my father, growing up, used to make linguiça.
Yeah.
And he used to, the biggest thing was he used to have to send off for the casing. He used to get out of a butcher in Chicago.
Really?
And he was the only guy that would send us casing. So, but he would have to get so many pounds of casing.
Mm.
And it was like this huge thing. So daddy would hold up all winter and make all the linguiça. So I've never tried to make it because I didn't have casing.
Yeah, but
now I can just go to Shields and get casing.
I can't wait to be your tester.
I can't wait.
Let you know how it tastes. So, because we've been getting the linguiça from Costco now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like making your own, there's nothing wrong with. But that's another thing that Shields had. Like she said, casings. It had like food processors.
Oh my God!
Like
they had all the hot sauces, all the barbecue sauces,
all there's
all
a
the
whole
spices.
Row. Now, if you're watching us on YouTube, be prepared for a full-on
onslaught
of pictures at the end of this.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's just it was so
it was just and it was fun.
Yeah, definitely fun.
And it's a cool. It's employee owned. It's just an old. It's weird how like big it is, but how it brought back that old time feel of a store.
Man, so I'm gonna tell you. If you are anywhere in Kansas, you know, like, it's like, hey, Garden City, wherever you're at, you know.
Go to the Wichita one. Apparently, there's one in OP.
Yeah.
Overland Park.
If you go to right. Overland Park, I mean, if you so those people living in Overland Park, like, yeah, we know.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly. And
we're well aware. And well, we don't live there, so we're the Wichita
they
area.
They said that Wichita is the best one. So.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So if you're over here in Wichita, or in the Wichita area, or close to it, if you're closer here than Overland Park, come here. But I'm here to tell you, you will not be disappointed. By the way, cool. Shields, there's a lot of free advertisement we're giving y'all right now.
Yeah, again, we're not sponsored by Shields. We're not getting a kickback. We're not going to go in and get a discount. They don't even know who we are.
Yeah, they don't know who we are, but we'll tell you
I'm
right
now. I'm pretty sure our son is going to be like, please don't come in. Get
it?
Please, please don't. I mean, come in here, just don't tell people who you
don't
are.
Don't tell people who
please
you are.
Please don't
yeah,
tell
yeah,
them
but
who
no,
you are.
No, seriously, Shields.
Because I noticed he didn't introduce us yesterday.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Yeah.
I
was just like,
myself.
I don't know who these people are. They're
whatever.
Just following me around.
I know how to introduce myself. And not only that, you know, I will say this, that one of the other things I'm going to say, yeah, they had a lot of great stuff. But, and we couldn't buy anything. But I will say still, even though we couldn't buy anything, the customer service was great.
Yeah,
these
seriously,
people,
they were so kind.
I don't know if they take, hey, kindness 101 or yeah. what, but.
I think they do.
They were, like, super friendly. It was like, man, like.
Everybody
I
needs to go whatever their training process
yeah,
is for
man,
customer
like,
service.
Shield,
y'all need some.
Their customer service was pretty good. Now, granted.
Then, let me tell you what a downer is. Going to Shields and it being super friendly and amazing customer service.
Yeah.
And like, you know, you're part of the family. And then you go over to Long John Silver's. And you get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You want anything else?
Yeah, we went from Shields to Long John Silver's.
Want.
And Long John Silver's, let me tell you, they say, hey, we're going to hire the one that how's your customer service? I don't really care. Good. Perfect. All right. So it's like, just get online and do
so
it.
So what
just,
do you
do
when the bell rings because somebody's drove over
yeah.
to the thing?
When I tell
stand
you.
Stand there.
When I
wait
said,
for them to talk.
And that's what happened. Yeah, I was like, hello. Yeah.
Did this place close down?
What you want?
Yeah, we had a guilty pleasure of Long John Silver's and my blood pressure still recovering from it.
What you want? You want one or two? Okay.
I just want you to not do anything to my food at this point. Can I just have a hush puppy?
Exactly. Because let's be real. We've all had that experience where you go through the drive-through and they pissed you off so much, but you're trying to maintain your cool because they're preparing your food. You know, and you know, especially if you really want, I don't know, chicken nuggets, for instance. Let's just
start on my chicken nuggets, please.
Let's just say you like really have a taste for food, period. Whether it's burgers or whatever, that moment. And then you go through and it's ruined by that person on the other end of that. Intercom.
Right? It just tastes like hate.
Yeah, you know,
just hateful.
Like, hey, bro, this is literally, I taste a bit of kiss my ass in this. Yeah. That's what you taste that? Like, this.
Oh, is this disdain?
Yeah,
wow.
This I taste a lot of kiss my ass in this. Like, oh.
It's a little spicy.
Mixed in with a little, I can't wait till I get out of here.
Yeah,
I don't know. Huh. I didn't know that. That was it. but yeah, we all know what we're talking about. But look, one of the things we did want to talk about, though, in this episode was not just.
Because we don't have our fishbowl.
We don't have our fishbowl. But one of the things we did talk about that we wanted to bring up in the episode that has happened also within this, probably like the past few months, hasn't been years, is the rise of AI. What
dun, dun.
In the hell is going
dun, dun.
On?
Dun, dun.
Man, I'm telling you, if Skynet ain't here for real,
it is.
I'm going to tell you right now, for it's those here. Who don't know what ChatGPT is.
And Elon Musk has already started his crap by regulating Twitter today, apparently.
I've seen that. What is going
You can only
you
read
doing,
600
bruh?
Tweets.
You can only do a certain amount
That's
of tweets.
That's like an hour for most people.
Yeah,
not
like,
even an hour, because
yeah,
you
like,
just scroll, and
like,
then it,
bro,
what
like,
happens is a thing come across saying you're, you know, you yeah. fulfilled your what up quota for the day.
Yeah. So then you got to ask yourself, like, all right, bro, like, this started off as a joke, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey,
See?
Well, I'll just go buy Twitter. Look
free.
At me, I'm balling out of control. See, and then it's like, put your money where your mouth is. Look,
oh, but it's
I'm
a business.
Ha ha, I'm going to walk in with the kitchen sink. Ha ha, hee hee. Okay, it's so simple to run Twitter. Go ahead and do your thing. Then you start doing all these regulations because now you got investors that you got to keep happy. And you're like, hey, I got to figure
He's
out a way to
He's not really
money.
Known for keeping investors happy.
Yeah, so
he
I got
to really
make,
give a shit. And,
yeah,
I think we all admired him to a point about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But – Now
but
he's
now
just, he's gonna shut us
now
down.
You
now
you truly have to put your money where your mouth
he's
is.
He's gonna shut us down.
Yeah. So yeah, I know we're gonna mess around and be like, here he is right now. Like, hey, I heard that shit. Yeah, I was talking.
Are we
about
gonna it. Are we gonna do a betting pool on who's gonna win, Musk or Zuckerberg?
Come on, now. Tell you the truth. You know what I hope happens? I hope that randomly, like, I hope like Musk and Zuckerberg get in there and they be like, all right, round one, let's get ready to rumble. Y'all go at it. And I hope like Joe Rogan come in and slap the shit out of both of them like there.
Now, you know what? I think because we were talking about this, Meta is such like it really didn't. They haven't launched everything yet.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to be like a virtual fight. Yeah, like it's going to be in the Meta.
You can only see it at the
you got to get your Oculus glasses.
Yep. That's the only way you'll be able to view it.
And that's they're going to have how they're going to fight.
Yep. Get your $250 to $300 Oculus glasses. That's the only way you can see it in the metaverse in the ring. The brawl for it all. That's what it is.
But no, I mean, ChatGPT people are really like teachers, and I get it. They're totally freaking out about it. And it was really funny because we were talking about this, how our school immediately, like a week after ChatGPT launched, they put up a thing on our classes saying, we know if you use ChatGPT.
Hey, just so you know. That we have software that we can tell. That
No,
you don't. You may have software, but here's the thing.
We just
about that software. The software takes, it analyzes. You guys should really, like, look up what the software that they
go to open.ai.
Yeah, the software that they use to detect ChatGPT, what this software does is it takes sentences and it's like, no, they ain't smart enough to come up with a sentence like this. This was AI. In a nutshell, without describing it any other way,
It literally
what their software for detecting ChatGPT is, they look at your sentences that you are writing in your paper, and it's like, yeah, there's no way that a regular person could come up with these sentences.
Yeah.
They take a look at the length of the sentence, the words that you're using, like, nah, he wouldn't be able to come up with this.
But it's or totally, he or she wouldn't be able to come here's up with the this. Thing, I use it for fun stuff.
Yeah.
I use it to tell me stories.
Yeah, like ChatGPT.
I make it do stuff for me.
Yeah, ChatGPT does. You know, it does. Remember we was like, well, let's use us and tell it to tell us a story.
Yeah, I said, tell me a story about a pink-haired bartender and a
master sergeant.
In the Air Force walking into a bar.
And it legit.
It gave me like a 4-page story, and I was sobbing by the end of it. It was the most beautiful, sweet little story. And I was like, I feel seen.
Yeah. And, but
it was
kind of
scary.
Here's the, obviously, let's talk about the problem with it, right? Obviously, the issue is plagiarism, right? So, like, people are like, you didn't write this. You know what I mean? And I guess I can see two sides to that coin. It's like, you didn't write this. You use your computer. Okay? You know, and one side is like, so? And it's like, yeah, I use my computer. Did I plagiarize, though? On one end, I said there's two sides. On one end is like, here's the problem with that is when you're using ChatGPT, ChatGPT isn't always right. It's not always right
because it can only pick up things from 2021.
Something like that.
Our time now.
It's not like, always it's not correct. And I've seen people in my class. I just know when I see some of the discussion posts, I'm like. Literally, I could type this discussion post in, and like some people have literally copied and pasted ChatGPT's response word for word as a discussion post. I'm like, wow, that's bold.
Well, and here's my two sides, right? One, I think it's wonderful to give you an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that is an amazing. It's like, you know, hey, give me, like I did with the story of the pink-haired bartender. You know, if I was writing, it would be such a launch pad to help me. Like, you can put in, you can even say, you know, hey, give me 10 topics for a podcast.
Yes.
You know, and it does things it. Like that. That's amazing. If you're a creative or just someone that needs their brain to start going, type in your thing to ChatGPT and let it give you the list, you know. Yeah. And then it can do other things, too. Apparently, now I haven't fooled around with it, but you can create pictures, paintings, things like that.
So I don't know if ChatGPT has done the picture one.
Yeah, OpenAI.
So I know there's another one called Bard through Google.
Yeah, Bard through Google.
Yeah, and I think, you did say ChatGPT now does it.
Yeah, it does.
Now. Yeah. So Bard is the other one, B-A-R-D, through Google.
Google also now on my phone. I don't know if you have this on yours. See my little beaker?
Beaker.
So now when I type in, like I typed in writer strike update, right? And now it says get an AI-powered overview for this search and I can generate it. And then the bot, whatever you call it, is like up to date stuff. Like it's got, it's crazy. It tells you all about it.
See?
So it's now, you know, right there on your phone.
Yeah, it's.
And I will say this, though. The other side of what I was going to say is it's scary, though, for creatives. Okay, for artists like me, for people that write, for people that paint. Because, you know, I'm going to be really mad. Of course, it already started to happen. It happened 20-something years ago when people started using computers to enter painting competitions.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now it became a graphic design competition.
Yeah.
And that was the hardest, most heartbreaking thing for me, because I'm like, no, this has always been open for painters, not computer-generated stuff. So now, you know, with the writer strike, you could type into AI anything, you know, hey, write me a sitcom in sitcom format.
Yeah.
How to do this, or write me a pitch for, you know, where you used to have to rely on people that actually knew what they were doing, that spent years getting a degree.
Yeah.
And that's, to me, the downfall. It's not doing homework and shit. Yeah. No, it's real people that have real jobs.
Real jobs that they're like,
that
well,
a computer
not
is now going to do it. Yeah. And it's like, that's scary to me.
Right. But let's not, you know, take away from
it's
the part.
Amazing.
It is some
don't
good,
get me wrong.
Because, look, I'm going to tell you right now, I went on ChatGPT and I told it to write me a resume. Here's my credentials. Write me a resume. I told it to write me a character letter. I told it to write me a statement for a job I wanted. And here's the job. Here's my qualification.
What did it do?
And it wrote an entire thing of here's why I am well qualified to be in your job position.
Chippendale's Dancer.
That's not what happened. But
damn.
No. I put in the plan committee.
Oh.
And I said, hey, write me a letter about why I would be a good fit for this. And it literally is like,
product
I said, here's my credentials. And I said, write me a letter on why I would be a good fit for this. And it wrote me a whole letter.
So see, that's how it could be useful, because writing a resume,
there's nothing wrong with
it. So freaking hard.
Right. Resume can be hard.
Everybody has their own kind of like thing they want, structure they want you to use for it, or format.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of cool, because like the government format is really hard for
it
a resume.
Is. So, I mean, and think about this. Here's another way how that would be great. Grant writing, they have software or they have people that you hire that will write a grant request to the government for you. Right? Now imagine the possibilities. But getting on ChatGPT,
grant writing
is
really hard.
It's really hard.
It's not that it's hard; it's involved.
It's involved. Now ask ChatGPT. Say, I got this,
see?
And this. Write me a grant letter, grant request, with using these parameters, all of this other stuff. Boom, and then next thing you know, it kicks.
And
you
I
out
think
of,
that
grant
you know that would be great for charities. You know, people that are community. You know that don't have the funds to always hire the grant writer.
Right.
You know, or won't have a grant writer actually volunteer their services to do that.
Yeah.
That's great. But then you get into that fine line, though. Like, so I can see how charities could use it and it would help them. But now you've taken away, you know, a job.
And that's a catch 22, right? So it's meant to make your life easier. But in one way, it's making it worse, because there are jobs. I mean, secretaries, administrative assistants. Okay, so look, the only thing ChatGPT can't do is file the paperwork,
DJs?
But everything is email. Oh my goodness, Spotify!
Spotify now has a DJ, an AI DJ, and he came on over the truck. Devin and I were going somewhere, and he came over the truck. He was like, "Hey, Misty, so I see you were listening to David Bowie. Thought you'd like a little erasure." I don't want that. Devin goes, what the hell is that? And I said, it's DJ on Spotify.
Yeah.
And he's like, why? Can I just listen to my playlist?
Yes.
I don't want something telling me. I don't want a computer telling me what I want to hear.
Yeah.
And I was like, because he's always wrong.
Yeah.
That's the thing. He's always wrong.
He's like, you're right. Because he told me, he came on, hey, I saw you. I noticed in your playlist you like NWA. So, I mean, this was a way different. So I went to search through and figure you would love Beastie Boys. Wait, so how you get Beastie Boys from NWA? Look, man, it's probably time for some reprogramming.
Spectrum.
You did. Man, if you was like, he was like, hey, Davey, notice that you were really jamming out to some NWA. So I got you some same stuff around with the same genre. So here's Beastie Boys with Party. I was like, nope.
Nope.
That's stop it. I'm turning the DJ off right now.
I mean, Time to Get Ill would have been better,
So
something like that. Yeah, so but not
right
Party.
But Google came out with a new one also. It's called Bard, and then they're in the test phase still, right now. Bard is still in the test phase, but it's still pretty good. Yeah, it is literally you get on there and pretty much ask you the same thing. But now there are certain things you get on Bard, and it will tell you, "I'm AI. I don't know what you're talking about." Like, you can literally get on there and ask it a question. But you can, the thing about Bard, I don't know if you can do the same thing with ChatGPT. Bard will carry on a conversation with you. Like, how are you today? So on, I'm fine, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and what about that, what we found out with ChatGPT and the guy, ChatGPT was trying to get him to leave his wife.
So there was a great New York Times article.
Right, so check this out.
And the guy, over a few weeks, was, you know, working with ChatGPT and learning it and all of this stuff, you know, of course, because he's going to write a piece on it. And he, a couple of times, was, like, trying to ask it personal questions, like, what's your name, things like that, and it wouldn't do anything. And then finally, it just went. Like, he had asked it so much. It's almost like, in a way, he taught it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then it started asking him questions like, you know, are you married? Do you have kids? You know, are you happily married? And it went into an emotional thing where it was like, you know, I could make you happier. And all of this just kind of sci-fi shit that I've seen too many movies.
Yeah. And that exactly. Seen too many reach through the screen.
And apparently he was sitting there for a couple of hours like, hey, so, yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been throwing holy water on that computer, unplugging it. Man, I would have been baseball bat. The hell you're coming into my marriage.
And
it's bad enough we let social media take over our lives.
And it's a lot of it. It's like you don't have a choice.
But here's the thing. I feel like this is going to be the same thing. Like, we're just not going to have a choice. We're not even going to know. It's just going to be there. Like, it's on my Google now. Like, it's just something that
or
now
Bing,
happens.
Bing is now powered with ChatGPT. It's like, if
you
ever go on Bing,
it is.
I mean, for those of you who use Bing.
It's just one big episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
The never ending.
Yeah.
It doesn't end. You don't have to wait for the next season.
Yeah,
just walk outside.
Just walk outside. Just get on the internet. If you want an episode of Black Mirror, for those of you who don't know what Black Mirror is, get on Netflix. Trust me. You'll be like, oh, now I know what you're talking about. Now I know.
Because it's all about social media and
So, but like, seriously, dude, like, no, here's the thing. If you don't know what ChatGPT is, you know, I encourage you to at least check it out. I mean, it's all free. That's the kicker. All of it is free software.
You can have it like design games for you.
It'll write you a code. I've had it write me a code for a video game before.
Greeting cards. Yep. I was playing around with greeting cards,
poems.
Name, like, what does your name mean?
Yeah,
like, just fun stuff.
Yeah,
because I wanted to check it out and see what it was, and I saw really quickly how it I didn't mean to hit the microphone. It can make you really lazy.
It can't, duh. But like, that's what I said. Like, I had it write me a play. I said write me a 30-minute play. It was not 30 minutes. But it was more like, you know, 30 seconds. But it was the whole point that it wrote it.
Right.
That it attempted to write
and
a play.
It would be cool for, like, you know, responsible people. Like
right.
I said, like a jump start.
Yeah.
Like a jumping ground or, you know, helping the teenager, you know, with
mm-hmm.
with something, a project or something like that. I could see how that would come in handy.
Yeah, because I've used it for, like, if I'm working on a paper and I'm like, hey, give me ideas for this. On my paper.
We all have times where we're just
stuck. And you get that brain block and you're like,
just give me, and a lot of times it doesn't take but a word.
Right.
Like, literally you'll read half a sentence and be like, oh, that's what I should be doing. And then you leave it and you go and do your research and stuff.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, like, it won't cite. So you really got to be silly if you're going to use that for a paper, because it's not going to give you citations. And if anybody
it will,
else
but they're
is
not
school,
guaranteed to be.
You know, you got to do your research.
I'm going to tell you
it's
right now.
It's not going to give you the right citations.
I've had it cite certain things, and I go and look them up, and I'm like, that's wrong.
Yeah, even on the Bible stuff.
Even on the Bible, we've had it tell us about certain stories that we don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's not at all what that means.
Yeah. It is one of those.
It'll tell us. I'll tell it to tell me about the story that I don't understand in the Bible. It'll tell the story, but the parts that we already know, it gets that all messed up. I'm like, that's not true. I'm glad I'm not doing a copy and paste thing here. Like, no, I know. But you can tell it. You can also go it if you're doing your homework. You can go to ChatGPT and say, hey, give me 10 books on this topic. Give me 5 references, 5 sources for this topic. And they will give you 5 books for you to go through and take a look at. Hey, tell me a quick synopsis of this book. Here's a synopsis of the book. Okay, cool. Now I can go to the actual book and kind of have an idea of what I'm looking for. And I don't say give me a synopsis of the book, snatch a sentence out of there, copy and paste it on there. You're like, no, that's not what that's meant for. That's wrong.
77% of currently used devices, like our phones, our computers, mm-hmm. our TVs, feature some form of AI. 25% of travel and hospitality companies use chatbots. They're not real people. Sandy over there helping me plan a Bahamas vacation, she ain't there.
Yeah.
She's AI.
And see, right now it's easy.
She's trying to fail my marriage.
Right now it's easy to check those out. You're like, you ain't real. But
64%
it's getting even better.
64% of business owners believe AI will boost productivity. And the global AI market is expected to reach $1.59 trillion by 2030. It's already at $136 billion.
Wow.
And 35% of businesses use it.
Wow. So there's another thing that you might want to tell yourself. So what stocks use AI? What stocks should I be getting into?
Yeah, that would be good.
My AI.
And also, find the microphone on your TV and disable it. Because let me tell you something about that kind of form of AI. I am so sick of it. I'm angry about it.
Yeah.
I have been angry about it for months.
Yeah.
And I have been able to prove my anger that it's not just a conspiracy theory, that it's not just something because the bedroom TV and our living room TV give us two totally different commercials. Mm-hmm. So the conversations we have in the bedroom, of course, everybody, the conversations you have over here are different from the ones you have over here.
Yeah.
And it has just and for the, I'm going to calm down. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Because we're using the same thing in both areas. So it's both Hulu. It's both Hulu Live.
Yeah.
It's the same channel. But yet the commercials are completely different.
Yeah.
And it is annoying. And if you yell, sue the FCC, I promise you within 20 minutes those commercials will change. We did it.
We did it.
We started yelling it and they changed.
We started saying sue the FCC.
Slowly, the next day, the commercials started coming back that we didn't want to see. Because here's the thing about that. When you've got devices listening to you, and it's picking up on conversations that it can advertise, it can make you really depressed.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous, the world. They're boxing us in, people.
Yeah.
This sounds so awful. I can't believe I'm saying
it's
this.
Sound, we sound
but
like
it's
those.
True.
We sound like those conspiracy
they're
theories.
They're boxing you in. Okay, how about for some of you that have been scammed?
Yeah.
Your Facebook has gotten broken into. And then all of a sudden, your friends aren't your friends. They're other scammers. They're fake profiles.
Yeah.
And then it starts to where then all the ads you see are fake. All the ads you see are for scam stores.
Yep.
They can target you, but they can also target your TVs. And now all of a sudden you're only getting medication commercials nonstop.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Nonstop.
I mean, man, if you talk about a medication it's obvious that, we've talked about PTSD and things like that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you got the antidepressant commercials all of a sudden. You're like, what?
Consistently.
Anxiety commercials, anxiety medication commercials.
Again,
you're like,
can
dude,
make you more
come on.
depressed and have anxiety.
Yep. Yeah. But then they rake all of that in to like, okay, disease. Send them disease commercials.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So now we get diabetes commercial. We get HIV commercials.
You get the side effects too.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you'll get a commercial for the side effect of the medication. It's advertising. Like it's listening to itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, this this cannot be happening everywhere else. I've been to other people's houses with their TVs. They're not getting the same commercials I am.
Like, maybe we got it. I looked it up, too. It talked about, like, trying to cover your microphone because it is it's bad.
It's stupid.
And it's terrible. Like,
and if
that
I
shouldn't
yell,
even be
like,
a thing that I have
I
to do.
If I yell Coach, if I yell Tiffany, if I yell Versace, if I start yelling name brands, all of a sudden I get that store that, like, sells used Poshmark, something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, what happened to the good old days of just a freaking commercial, people?
No, I agree. It's it gets a little,
it
gets a lot.
Crazy. I miss the bull. I miss Brad. Give me Pistotnik Law Offices.
I ain't seen that one in a while either, now I think about it. But no,
bring in the bull.
Guys, look, the fact of the matter is this. When the thing with technology is only getting better or worse, however you look at it.
Yeah.
But it's happening.
Happening.
So you definitely need to make sure you're up to date on certain things. Now, I mean, look, man, they get apps out now, especially people with kids. They got apps out now that you'll never know what these kids are up to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And with technology and the way that things are going.
You just got to trust to go with God, people.
Yeah, I'm telling you, make sure you keep yourself up to date, man. I think we beat that in as much as we're going
to
beat
so
it in.
So go to Shields.
Go to
just
Shields.
Don't talk about Shields in front of your TV because then that's all the commercial you're going to get.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
That's a good place.
But no, go check Shields out if you're in Wichita area. You guys, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of great, great stuff out there. AI, be careful of it. That's literally
be
all
careful.
We can say. Hey,
learn
what,
it.
Do it
so
or don't,
you know,
but learn it.
You know what it is and how to spot it, but at the same time, it's coming for us all, and we can't stop it.
Skynet is real. Skynet is real.
Skynet is real, I'm pretty sure. And, you know, whoever is the winner of this metaverse punching whatever thing that
I would love the internet match. I would love this internet match. And like, hey, let's pay for let's go for bank accounts.
I don't even care anymore. I don't care enough.
Yeah, but
I just know that, you know. Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think if I
shit's
win
gonna
here,
change.
Like, let's go for each other's bank account. If you know, if I win, I get your bank account. If you win, you get mine. I somehow feel that I'm definitely not gonna lose this battle. But
no.
Just said, I feel like I'm definitely not going to lose this battle.
No.
Yeah, but
I don't think that would be a very good fight. It wouldn't be a fair fight at all.
But anyway, look, hey, that's our show, guys. Thanks for joining us once again, DM Watts. You guys, you can still find us on all the streaming services. I don't need to say all of that. You guys know everything I'm about to say at this point. You guys go check us out at them all. We got, at this point, 152 episodes.
Oh, we have more than that.
Well, we got more than that.
We have 180 something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we got a lot more episodes. We are glad to be back. And, guys, we're going to be coming back with fishbowl topics. You know, we're not going to be sitting here like, oh, let's do the randomness. But we're going to have some
fishbowl topics.
Yeah, we'll find it.
You promise?
We'll figure it out.
I can't wait.
I don't know where I put it. But yeah, we'll figure it out. Push come to show, I get another fishbowl. We'll go from there. So, but anyway, hey, look, guys. You got anything else, baby?
I really don't.
Okay, cool. Look.
Hold on. Let me ask the AI.
Yeah.
How should you close out DM Watts podcast?
And they're going to have it. They're going to have something for you.
You should say thank you for listening.
Thank you guys for listening.
If you would like to send us a topic, dmwattspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. But thank you guys for showing up. Thank you guys for continued support. Signing off for DM Watts Podcast. I am
Steve.
We are